Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 772 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Russia continues drone, missile and artillery strikes against Ukrainian cities, reports Ukrainska Pravda. At least 6 people have been killed in Kharkiv during a nighttime strike. Another 10 residents of the city were injured. Shahed drones attacked residential areas, damaging at least 9 high-rise buildings, 3 student dormitories, several offices, a shop, a petrol station, a car service station, and a car. A Russian strike against the city of Zaporizhia resulted in at least 4 deaths. At least another 23 people were wounded. Russian forces have shelled Donetsk Oblast, killing 2 civilians in the settlement of New York, formerly Novgorodske, and injuring at least 8 more people in the oblast. Ukrainian drones attacked 3 Russian air bases yesterday, reports Espresso. According to the media sources, in the result of a joint operation by the Defense Intelligence of Ukraine and the Armed Forces of Ukraine, 3 295MS strategic bombers were likely significantly damaged at an Engels II air base. Ukraine's intelligence also received information about the death of 7 soldiers there. Early reports say that the pilots of strategic bombers might also be among the people killed. A military airbase in the town of Yeysk was also struck. 2 Su-25 aircraft were allegedly completely destroyed there, and 4 Russian soldiers were killed. In addition, a drone attacked a military airbase in the city of Kursk. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky visited Chernihiv region. In his evening video address, the head of state informed that he visited the fortifications construction venue there. He listened to reports from the military and security leadership of the region about defense issues, destruction of Russian sabotage and reconnaissance groups, and resistance to attacks. Last year, Russians fired 15,000 shells attacking the border communities of Chernihiv region. Zelensky also held a coordination meeting devoted to the city of Chernihiv and the region concerning social and recovery issues. According to the New York Times sources, the United States and Germany have not changed their position on inviting Ukraine to join NATO. This will not happen at the summit in Washington, reports European Pravda. NATO is unwilling to accept a new member that would involve it in the largest ground war in Europe since 1945 through the alliance's Collective Security Pact. The United States and Germany remain opposed to inviting Ukraine to join NATO at the Washington summit, as they were at last year's summit in Vilnius. The New York Times noted that they even wanted the issue to be removed from the agenda in July, despite the fact that a similar process for Ukraine's EU membership was approved last winter. As noted, the main efforts are now aimed at clearly defining the conditions that Ukraine must fulfill in order to start negotiations with NATO, but they have not yet progressed. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said he had been listening carefully to his diplomatic counterparts discussing preparations for the summit in Washington this summer and how NATO might decide on Ukraine's place in the alliance, and had been responding carefully. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.